The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Is in your town. Everybody loves their town, and I've found out already that the good folks of Grafton, North Dakota love their town, and for a good reason. There's a lot to love in Grafton, North Dakota, and our What's in Your Town tour is making a stop at Spud Country today. You've probably had some spuds that have come out of the ground in this part of the northeast corner of North Dakota before. If you, like me, love those taters. And so we're thrilled today to be in Grafton with our What's in Your Town tour stop today, brought to you by our friends at Cloverdale. And by the way, we're super excited. You know, everything's better with bacon. So we brought some great coupons for some of that great Cloverdale bacon, which they sell at Hugo's right here in Grafton, that famous supermarket. We also, of course, thank Arvid Communications, as well as our brand new What's in Your Town sponsor, Marvin Windows, which is also located right here in Grafton. We're going to meet some of the folks from Marvin Windows later in the program. We're going to talk to Eric Heidermeyer, who is the president of the Bank of North Dakota, today on the program, a little bit about student loans. We're going to talk to Senator Tom Campbell, who is of the Campbell Farms fame. I remember those great Campbell Farm potato chips in the bucket, nothing better. And we'll talk with Senator Campbell about taking his business acumen to the state legislature, served as a state senator there, and on the ballot come November again as well. And, of course, we're going to talk to you, as we always do, on What's on Your Mind, to find out what is on your mind. And here's how you tell us, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com is our email address. And we do have a number of guests today, so not a lot of time to find out what's in your mind, which is why I'd really like to get it. I'd really like to get what's on your mind. I see a story about North Dakota egg shippers having more rail options. And I'm curious for our grower friends and our shipper friends whether that's relieving some of the pain. I know this has been a big deal getting 2013 crop out of here before a robust 2014 crop comes in. And so I want to hear from our growers about whether or not, you know, those past dues. I heard the other day BNSF might be out of past dues by next week. So that's coming down. I know CP's got a ways to go, but I'm curious from our grower friends how that's coming. Another headline about oil patch leaders giving North Dakota legislators a dose of reality. And we were in Watford City yesterday because of the North Dakota Petroleum Council's legislative tour. They had 50 legislators, including Senator Tom Campbell, who's going to join us on the program, and many others as well. Senator Ray Holmberg, Rich Wardner was there. My friend from Fezzenden, whose name escapes me right now, Tom, you'll remember.
Jerry Klein.
Jerry Klein. Senator Jerry Klein, long time and very, very important member. A lot of good folks. I start naming them, I'll get in trouble here. But there were a lot of good folks there that was fun to see on that particular tour. And so I'm curious from the perspective of folks in the oil patch, what do you want North Dakota legislators to hear? And we have a benefit, I guess, Tom Campbell. Senator Campbell, you can tell us what you heard. Did you get a dose of reality?
Hey, morning, Scott. Sure did. It was a fun trip. It was 2 days of a packed and intense touring and sightseeing. We saw the refinery, the natural gas plant. We stayed in a man camp. I went up on an oil rig, so I learned a lot. And it was great to see the needs that they're experiencing out there.
What did you think of the breakfast at Target Logistics, Watford City's Lodge there?
That was very nice. It was very nice. And it
was it as good as Granny's in Grafton?
Well, a different crowd.
how was it as good as the tacos last night in Oakwood that we had?
Well, that was fun. You're getting to know Grafton real well.
My gosh. Fun. I mean, I don't remember who said this, but I believe it might be somebody who has a high position of authority in North Dakota. Said about Oakwood once, let's see, you got a church, a cemetery, and a bar. What more do you need, right?
Governor Jack Darrapole a couple years ago.
Governor Jack said that. I knew that. Actually, Tom told me that last night. It was a pretty good line.
It was.
Got a Catholic church right there, got the cemetery there, and got a great bar.
What more do you need?
And it was fun to meet a lot of good folks, so thank you for taking me there.
Well, you're welcome. It was fun to have you.
And looking forward to catching up with you here at the bottom of the hour about things that are happening in Northwood and Grafton and, my gosh, Larimore. And, you know, you represent quite a vast district here. So a lot of things happening in northeast North Dakota we're going to talk about today. But appreciate you hosting us, and the taco bar was a blast.
Thanks, Scott.
And, by the way, Tom and I are going to be hopping on a bus tomorrow. with a bunch of crazy potato farmers from up in Hoople. They tell me they're crazy in Hoople and just perfectly normal down south a little bit in Grafton. Is that accurate? Or?
You got her down to a T.
Do I? Okay, all right. And also something about the second or third best potato growers in Hoople, but the best ones are around Grafton. But anyway, we've started a fight now. Tomorrow we're headed for Iowa State. And going to follow the Bison down there, which should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that as well. By the way, Todd Mitchell is here, the K-Fire radio god as well, and man of the controls back there. And I had a great breakfast at Granny's Taco Bar last night in Oakwood, Todd, and I was thinking of you every step of the way because, once again, I was...
Liar.
I was getting the perks of
what
the travel.
What are you
travel.
Thinking about me for? When I eat a great meal, I don't usually think about you. But
yeah, and I'm a little jealous of all your K-Fire cafe stops, too. Exactly right. Anyway, telephone number here, folks, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You know, I did the Ice Bucket Challenge this week, and Tom was telling me that, you know, yeah, yours was okay. But how we do them in Grafton is we actually have sprayers, you know, like a crop sprayer, come over and dump cold water on folks. So that's another question I have today. What is the best ice bucket challenge you've seen? And Tom, you saw the best of the best. Who was that did that again?
Some St. Thomas fellows, they took a spray plane and dumped their load on a fellow, a live spray plane flying over. And to me, that I haven't seen anything that's matched that, to have a plane pull its dump plug and dump on a guy. It was cool.
Unbelievable. And that's on Facebook right now.
Yes, I believe so. It must be so.
Unbelievable. And we also found out that it was, I believe, one of your employees at Choice Financial in downtown Grafton had a payloader come in full of ice water and they dumped it on him?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. That happened.
That was fun, too, to see.
Who did that?
Danny Schneider.
Oh, that was Danny. Yep. Okay, all right, yeah. And we met Danny earlier at Choice Financial.
Yep,
and by the way, we thank Choice Financial, Campbell Farms, Campbell for Senate Committee, as well as Luscious Boutique, which is a new wonderful little boutique in downtown Grafton that is newly opened, that is expanding for being our fine sponsors here today, the Grafton Chamber of Commerce as well. Appreciate that very much. They've been very hospitable to us here in Grafton, and that Luscious Boutique is actually where we plan to broadcast from, in the heart of downtown Grafton today. But we actually were not able to get an internet connection down there, so we are actually broadcasting live from the North Valley Career and Technology Center in Grafton, which is adjacent to the school here, which is growing. I mean, there's just a lot going on in Grafton, which is why we're here to talking about it today, and it's pretty neat. But you know, a town of 4,000 or 5,000 people like Grafton, not very often you have. For instance, a Luscious Boutique, where you got clothing for women at reasonable prices, trendy stuff. I mean, the plus sizes as well, and they have a sale loft, fabulous jewelry, and a second floor with like antiques and all kinds of vintage merchandise and furniture. They have country chic paint, a chalk and mineral based paint sold in the store that refinishes the furniture and helps with all kinds of do it yourself projects. And they're also opening up a bistro and bakery, so people can dine and then they can shop with sandwiches and salads and soups. And, if you got a sweet tooth like me, a nice cookie or a cake pop and a mason jar dessert. So that's pretty cool. It really is. Mary has got a great thing going there at the Luscious Boutique. And that's just an example of some of the things that are happening in Grafton. And if you have any good Grafton stories today, I'd love to hear them. My wife actually is an OT by training, and she spent a lot of time up here at the what is now the Skills and Transition Center, Life Skills and Transition Center. Many years people knew it as the state school, and then later the North Dakota Developmental Center. But it is a place where generally younger folks, you know, they start, I think, at four even, and go into the teens, but sometimes up to the young adult level, that have challenges that communities cannot accommodate. They bring them here generally for less than a year. And help them learn skills that can put them back home and back in the workforce. And I really think at a time like, today. Anyway, my wife, the reason I started to tell you that is my wife has great stories about Grafton and people that she's helped here. And so if you have a Grafton story and you're somewhere else listening on 550 K-Fire or 910 KCJB or KLTC in Dickinson or any of our flag family stations, 1100, the flag and Fargo-Moorhead or AM 1090 KTGO in Tioga, share them today because we love hearing the stories. We've heard them from the locals, and we love to hear from other folks that have been here and left and been part of Grafton over the years. And I think at a time when we have workforce challenges in this state, right? If I could take a quick poll, count every nose of an employer in the state of North Dakota, they'd tell you their biggest concern right now is people. It is human resources, and so we got to get a little creative in that way, right? And maybe it's time to think about communities like Grafton being a place where if you're tired of the busy, hectic life of the oil patch, you come slow down a little bit and have a great job in Marvin Windows in Grafton, right? A good career, good company. I mean, you don't get a more rock-solid company than the Marvin Windows. I've had the honor of knowing some of the Marvin family over the years. They are good, salt-of-the-earth people. They crank out great windows and doors, and they run a fabulous company. Well, you can come work in Grafton, as many folks have, by the way, from the North Valley Career and Technology Center, and earn a great living and live in a great community with good schools and parks and a real sense of community where neighbor looks out for neighbor, and things are a little bit slower in a community of, 4,000 or 5,000 people in Grafton, they are today in Williston or Watford City or Stanley. So there's a lot to love about North Dakota, and I'd love it if you'd share that story. And I hope folks that are looking for people will think about connecting with the Life Skills and Transition Center in Grafton and finding people whose lives you can change, that'll change your lives in the process, and also help fill a spot that's open right now. So think a little bit about that. Anyway, you found out what's on my mind. Now I want to know what's on yours. Call 800-228-0550. Let's talk. In Grafton today.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Summer's here. That's the good news. Bad news, the bugs are out. Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash with a great solution. Megan, how can you help truckers get the bugs out?
Absolutely. We've got a new chemical called Bug Magic that'll get the bugs off. It's included with every wash, and it's also available for retail sale.
What a deal. And they're open 24-7 now. No wait time, especially at night. Just a good time to get in there. 24-7. They're cleaning. They're getting rid of the bugs. Your truck at the North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass.
Anxiously standing at the start of her first triathlon, she realizes she didn't swim in ocean in training to quit now. After a fall on the bike ride, she could have thrown in the towel. Instead, she used it to stop the bleeding. Through the loss of her mother and 4 rounds of chemo, she has endured. So what's another 3 miles?
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
We all know beef jerky comes in all shapes and sizes, but most of the beef jerky we eat comes from gas stations and grocery stores. And I don't know about you, but I'm sick of it. Thank goodness I found out about MeatTaffy.com and a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction who had enough of the same old store brand jerky. These guys travel around to smokehouses and tiny meat shops, sometimes even people's garages, to hunt down the best tasting premium guy candy. They find the good stuff and make it easy to get. Get MeatTaffy delivered right to your door. Go to MeatTaffy.com.
I had a call on the radio the other day. Somebody said, there's no such thing as affordable housing in the Bakken. I said, you haven't been to Frontier Village, Stanley, North Dakota. It's 3 blocks north of the Cashwise, north of Highway 2, west edge of Stanley. Affordable housing. We're talking an average down payment of about $5,000. We're talking somewhere in the neighborhood of $1,000 a month, and you own a home. That's affordable housing. Right between Williston and Minot, you couldn't get better than this. Schedule your appointment for a personal tour. Leave a message at 701-628-1215. Frontier Village.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The hour. We're live in Grafton today with the What's in Your Town tour brought to you by our friends at Cloverdale. Can't wait for Bison football tomorrow, and we're going to be looking forward to. We're going to make radio history tomorrow, Todd. I don't know if you know, and I really want to find out what's on people's minds. So here's the question: I think is the big one. Are the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux going to beat San Jose tonight? And will the NDSU Bison beat Iowa State? That's the big question. And so it's we're going to call this a quick poll of our listeners. If you're a Bison fan, tell me whether or not they're going to beat Iowa State. If you're a Sioux fan, tell me whether or not they're going to beat San Jose. All right?
Who fan?
UND fan. Sorry. Yeah. You know, I'm going to take my lack of political correctness
tonight.
To my grave. I know. So I said tonight.
Oh, gosh.
Tonight's ND, and tomorrow, or rather Saturday, is Saturday morning about 11. We'll be down in Iowa State, Ames, Iowa. It should be a lot of fun. And Tom Campbell, who is, you know, a friend, and I like everything about him except the fact that he's a Bison fan. You know, so that's he's invited me along. Am I like the punching bag? Is that why you're bringing me to Ames, Iowa?
Well, I think we might be playing each other the way it sounds from the discussions.
It's about time. I don't know what you guys are afraid of. You've been cowering in the corner for years over this deal. What's the problem?
Well, we're going to try to work in a little Division II school. You're Division I now, I think.
Unbelievable.
Hear that?
We just repeated the last 18 hours. We're constantly doing it.
You guys got a good hockey team, though.
I've seen you at many Sioux hockey games. So
I that's my hometown. In essence, is Grand Forks right here. So I go to a lot of Sioux. We can't say Sioux, but...
I can.
You can.
Yeah, I can, because Todd, he lives to correct me and keep me on track.
Hey, now,
so,
look, if they're going to take me to task for getting it wrong, then I have to take you to task before they do, or I'm dropping the ball again. So.
Yeah, and in all honesty, I do need to be better about that, because we are on radio stations that are affiliates of the NDSU Bison and of the University of North Dakota. So therefore, we need to follow proper protocol. But I just it's in my blood. I just don't know any other way to describe it. But in all seriousness, Bison fans, do you think you can beat Iowa State? North Dakota fans, do you think you can beat San Jose? And if I were a Bison fan like you, Tom, and I am, I'm a fan of North Dakota. So I honestly love what's happened you can't not look at what Gene Taylor has done. And before that, Joe Chapman setting the vision for D1. And now Chris Kleiman, Craig Bohl, and not have respect, right? It's impossible. And it's well-earned and deserved, and I just have a little fun with it. And I'm dying for the Roger Thomas-like era to come back under one of his former protégés, Bubba Schweikert. I mean, you get a Zealand boy coaching a team, I'm telling you, look out, Tom. I wouldn't underestimate him.
He's fired up. I met him a couple different times, and I like him, and I think he's going to do well.
Why do you not like a guy named Bubba? I mean, a football coach named Bubba, you just can't get any better than that. So I think it is going to be fun. But your first answer this question, and callers, this is yours, 800-228-0550. Let's talk a little football this weekend. Who's going to win? Right, who's going to win? And by the way, the What's in Your Town Tour is in Grafton today. That's why we're talking with Campbell Farms and Choice Financial's Tom Campbell, who is a senator, represents this corner of North Dakota in the state senate. We're going to talk shop with Tom at the bottom of the hour, but let's talk football right now. And any other folks are welcome to call in and tell me who's going to win at 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550, or you can email your prediction in studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let's start the prediction right now on Facebook too, Todd. Would you throw that up? And the question again is, Bison fans, do you beat Iowa State? And North Dakota fans, do you beat San Jose? So, Tom, you're a fan of both, you're claiming, right? So do the Bison beat Iowa State? They beat the Cyclones tomorrow, Saturday?
We're still on a roll. We come off three national titles. Just because we lost our coach and our athletic director, they set the basis there, and I think we're going to be tougher than ever. They've got nothing but to gain, this new coaching staff, and so I think we're pumped. We've got the whole fundamental program is solid, and I think people said you lost your coach, you lost over half your players, but that's not true. We have a phenomenal recruiting whole team there, so we're going to win. We're going down there to win, and I think we're going to do it.
I do too, actually. I really do, and if you do, you know what's going to happen. I mean, the four-peat stuff is just going to be crazy. You know, it really is. But I like the Bison chances down there because I think everybody's thinking, like, you lost their coach, you know, no way after a three-peat, you know, lost all these players, lost all that talent. So you got to think the Cyclones down there are kind of yawning a little bit.
Well, we like playing the big boys. You know, look what we did with K-State and then the Gophers back a few years. So we thrive on playing somebody that's supposedly better than us. And so we're going down there as maybe an underdog with aspirations to win.
So let's think about this for a minute, right? Talk about being underestimated. North Dakota is going to San Jose as, the redheaded stepchild, right? I mean, there's no chance. Could this be a shocker of all shockers?
Well, they got the same attitude. They're the underdog, and that fires people up. That fires players up. And San Jose might maybe take things for granted. So it wouldn't surprise me at all. And I just really, really hope that, if we could get two North Dakota wins, one tonight, or Thursday night, and Friday or Saturday noon, would be great.
I want to have you put your ag hat on, too, because one of my other questions today was for growers to school me up on whether the pain's reducing on getting the crop out, the past dues down. I've heard BNSF is down to almost no past dues within the next short while here. And which is good. I mean, there's still 2013 crop here, right? There's still a crop to move, without question, and a robust crop coming. Are you seeing the additional rail options that ag officials are announcing as addressing the pain, or is there still more work to do?
You know, Burlington Northern, and you can't totally blame them. They had a tough winter. They've had some bridges out this summer in southern Minnesota, so their main link lines have been down. They are putting a lot of, I think they put $6 billion into North Dakota, a lot of it. And, of course, oil. But they have caught up. They got the message, especially with, beans and small grains and corn. So that has been not a positive structure, but they're catching up. The biggest impact is not so much rail for ag right now, but it's the commodity prices are down. When you get
and rail has nothing to do with that. So the rail is almost an additional pain point, in other words.
A little bit, yeah. In many cases.
On the prices, I mean, how bad is it? Obviously, but we've been on a heck of a run here. And farming's cyclical, but, boy, I hear a lot of, I even heard... Kevin Cramer's opponent, who refuses to come on the radio, so I'm not going to say his name and give him a free plug because we've invited him on every week and he's running for cover. But you know him, you serve in the Senate with him. He compared this current situation to the 80s the other day, that we need to start thinking about the 80s ag crisis. I'm thinking, boy, that sky is falling. I mean, we're not there, are we?
Well, not yet, and I hope we don't get there. But, wheat's under $6 and corn's under $3. And, of course, we haven't had a favorable summer for especially for corn. It was cool, so it's going to be interesting. Like you said, ag cyclical. Yeah, it shouldn't be a surprise to anybody, but coming off 4 or 5 or 6 years of a wet cycle, which is great for yields and commodity prices up, so you're already seeing the impact on the dealerships. Lots are filling up, sales aren't as robust as they used to be, so it's going to be interesting. My biggest concern is how long will this down cycle be with commodity prices.
I have a perfect fix. Just talk to your friendly banker and he'll fix everything. Right?
Perfect. There you go.
In addition to being a grower, Tom's a banker. So he wears both hats. And I imagine there's going to be some farmers that are going to sit down with their lenders and just have to figure this out, right?
It's already happening, and we're in it for the long run. Yeah. It's no surprise. Look at the 80s. The ag took a long dip.
I want to talk more about that when we come back, because I think, and maybe I need to be schooled up on this, I don't see farmers anywhere near as leveraged as they were there. So when we talk about the 80s, I just think it's a very different time. I hope. Anyway, more of our conversation live from Grafton today. Coming up, what's on your mind? Let us know.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
On your mind, in our What's in Your Town tour, another stop, Kenmare last week. And we are in Grafton, North Dakota today. I want to thank our What's in Your Town tour sponsors, which, by the way, include Cloverdale. Everything's better with bacon. Arvig, those folks have great solutions on technology. Arvig, we appreciate their support, and we have a brand new one right here in Grafton, Marvin Windows. It'll be joining us as we go all across the state, which, by the way, is the 9th of September in Dickinson. One of your colleagues, Senator Kelly Armstrong, is going to host us in Dickinson, North Dakota. Tom, how about that? I want to thank our sponsors also that have brought us to Grafton today, and that includes Choice Financial, Campbell Farms, cranking out some great potatoes, and they're out in the field right now. They're harvesting as we speak, which is great. The Campbell for Senate campaign, the Grafton Chamber of Commerce, and Luscious Boutique, fine sponsors of the What's in Your Town tour stop in Grafton today. Appreciate that very much. So, Tom, we've sort of informally introduced you as a banker, as a farmer, and you're also a legislator. You're state senator. So how does a farmer who ends up being a banker also end up in the state legislature?
Well, it's interesting. I go way back 25, 30 years ago when I was probably in my mid-20s. So Harley Kingsbury, kind of an icon, a former representative, he was retiring, and he asked me, he said, "Now I want you to run in place of me." And I told him back then, I says, "No, Harley, I'm going to postpone this till later, the second half of my life, after I build my business and family up." And he was frustrated. He says, "You know, without people like you, pro-business people, so you might not have an economy to run your business." So I didn't listen to him, but I knew someday, and that day is 2 years ago, and I jumped in and ran for the Senate and was successful. And I think with my businesses and my experiences, and a lot of them were failures, Grandma Campbell's potato chips, restaurants, I could write a book someday on my failures, but each failure, I gained a lot of experience, and I think that I can bring to Bismarck and compromise with different people and experiencing what they went through with their failures. Because, as you know, anybody in business, you see the successes, but we had a lot of failures, and I learned a lot from that with experience.
By the way, if you have a question or comment on this or any topic, it's What's on Your Mind. They're always welcome at 800-228-0550. When you call, you can press 1 and leave a message, or you can press 2 and talk to Sven Snerdley, who's manning the telephones today, and he'll get you in and get you in queue. 800-228-0550, 701 1-800-258-0550. Throwing out a couple of questions today on the Bison game with Iowa State, as well as the Sioux game with San Jose, and also want to hear from some growers out there to talk a little bit about where we're at in the egg cycle with prices and the shipping challenges and everything else. So you're welcome to join this conversation at any point today or talk about Grafton or things in the state legislature with Senator Tom Campbell joining us today on the program. That's pretty profound advice when you think about it. And, you know, I've seen, you know, Tom and I have known each other for a lot of years because I was in Grand Forks for 18 years, but really got to know each other during the last legislative session when you became a resident of Bismarck, serving your constituents in northeast North Dakota. And you guys, you know, 80 days of legislation, of actual work, over that, you know, four-month period, work extraordinarily hard. And in your case, obviously, your brothers are in the farming business with you, and you have, obviously, a lot of leadership at the bank. You're at that point where you can, you know, give back. But interesting advice from Mr. Kingsbury that essentially, hey, if you think that's for somebody else to do, you might not have a state. You might not have a business. I mean, that obviously sunk in with you.
Absolutely. I think, you know, some of the things that I focus on is, you know, continued more tax reductions, you know, less regulation.
So you're going in there with the perspective of somebody that's, you know, as you said, had successes, had failures, had some knocks, and knowing where government's standing in the way of just trying to make a living.
Yeah, and also with our partners, our employees. You know, right now that's a big concern. I just met a couple weeks ago with the Commerce Department on trying to soften some of the regulations our federal government has on this H-2 immigration program. You know, we don't need infants from Mexico coming in, but Canada is way far ahead of us. They bring people in. They rewrote their immigration laws. They're getting people in from the northern countries where it's cold climate. They're used to our countries here, our state. And we need permanent immigrants that are willing to do a lot of the work and the jobs we have open. So,
and that's, do you agree with me that's the number one pain point right now is employees? I mean, is it hard to get folks at Campbell Farms or keep folks at Campbell Farms or Choice Financial?
If you pulled up any newspaper, including the Grafton Record, the Herald, the Forum, the classified sections is wild. And, yes, that's a big concern. You know, we're 25 to 40,000 employees short throughout the state. So that's a big concern because, you know, without partners and employees, we're going nowhere.
So what if you had to pick one thing that would help that, what would you do?
Oh, I think right now is to relax our immigration laws, and we want to get permanent people over. So I think we're capped out. You know, it is unfortunate. We have our unemployment rate, federal, is like 8 or 9%, but it seems like because of our relaxed welfare programs and stuff, it's hard to get those people to move here. So I think we're hitting a wall, and we need to go outside of our country.
So, but you're, again, this is a very important distinction. You're talking about reforming our legal immigration laws.
Absolutely, without a doubt.
And which obviously will allow, you know, I hope, a greater focus on border security and, as you say, illegal immigrant children coming across the board and what happens. You want them to come here legally because we need more of them.
Legally and permanently, like Canada has done.
Stay here. And
stay here. They've got some phenomenal, excellent, up in Winkler, Manitoba, just across the border here. They've probably tripled the size of their little city, and it's with a lot of foreigners that are great people. They're not the ex-cons and the challenging people that we don't want.
They're not here to be on the public dole. They're here to come here, make a living, and go to work.
Absolutely.
You know, I met some of them yesterday in Watford City, actually. Brad and Tricia Erdman, we had on the area briefly. They have New Leaf Hospitality and developing hotels in a number of places. And Brad previously was with Thorildsen, which is now TMI Hospitality, and has a brand new hotel in Newtown. Well, try and get a housekeeper in Watford City, right? Try and get somebody to work the kitchen in Watford City when you can work and get a six-figure job if you've got a pulse, right, in the oil patch. So a number of their employees are from Serbia. And I met some of them yesterday. You know, good folks come out of strong Christian communities in Serbia, which is no easy deal, right? And incredible work ethic and are extraordinarily happy. And by the way, $14 an hour for housekeepers. So there's a prime example where I think you're right. I think, unfortunately, the whole immigration thing has become so political for good reason. You have a president who I don't believe really wants to secure the border. You have abysmal failures that have gone back over, you know, many parties and many many administrations on illegal immigration. We're in a very bad place in this country now because of illegal immigration, and that's made what you're talking about, legal immigration and being smart about it, that much more difficult.
It's become a political battle, and yeah, don't get me wrong. I want the the existing people from, you know, Gagestan, some of the countries that have the, you know, their unemployment is phenomenal and their living standards are low, and they come over here with a good work ethic. They want to live and raise families, and they're not the people that we don't want. We want them.
Well, the ag world's really pioneered in this way, haven't they?
Yeah, well, our whole country is built on, we're all immigrants.
Yeah. I've met a friend of yours, Mr. Shuchuk, down there in, what's the little town outside Oaks? He likes to say it's the epicenter there, but I forget it's you know where they farm. And I met a number of folks there from I forget where, but again, you know, they were was it Australia? Might have been New Zealand,
or
Australia,
or South America,
yeah.
Or South Africa. They bring a lot of people from in there too.
Yeah, I mean, and you need to in the ag world, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Well, construction, ag, service industry, produce industry, construction. There's a lot of need for those types of workers.
And for instance, the potato farm, Camel Farms. How many employees at your peak harvest season?
You know, it's seasonal. Right now, we're harvesting our Big Lake, Minnesota farm. We've got about 100 people there. We bring a lot of them up from our Florida farm, and in essence, they're migrants. They're good. We have some Haitians as well. They're good people. From they're legal.
They're immigrants. Here legally.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. Are they? Is there a robust system to say, hey, are these all legal? Are they checking green cards?
Oh, absolutely.
Work visas. Or?
That's one of our priorities. Is definitely to make sure they're legal. And that's, we have our staff. That's probably one of our priorities. We have to hire legal people.
Well,
we're audited.
You're doing it. You're doing it properly. I'm asking, is the government coming in to ensure? I mean,
absolutely.
They
without
are.
Without a doubt. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the way to do it. Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes sense. Bring me on a tour of the district, would you, just for folks that don't know? We have listeners, obviously, in every corner of North Dakota, as well as Montana, South Dakota, you know, Canada, and a good chunk of Minnesota. For folks that aren't familiar with the district you serve in the state Senate, bring me on a little virtual tour.
You know, we're in the northeast corner, just northwest of Grand Forks. 40% of our district is the Grand Forks County. The rest is Walsh County. You know, Grafton's probably the biggest city, then Larimore, Northwood, you know, Niagara, Gilby, Manville, Forest River, Warsaw, Pisa, Conway, Fordville, of course, Hoople way at the north part, right in the border. And it's...
What's in the water in Hoople anyway?
We'll find out tomorrow.
We will, won't we?
No, Hoople's a big potato town, excellent land up there, and that's right on 1 mile from our northern part of our District 19.
Isn't Hoople like have the high water mark for land egg sales?
I would say it's right up there. That's some of the best land, I think, in our whole country. Hoople's always been blessed with some very, very good black soil.
And what are we talking? What kind of prices are you hearing on land?
Oh, it peaked out north of $10,000 an acre, and that's obviously come down now with the ag commodity prices coming down. And there hasn't been, there's a quarter coming up in about a week and a half, so it'll be interesting to see where it has kind of dropped down to. But there hasn't been a lot of sales. There hasn't been actually any public sales since last winter.
So from Hoople to Northwood, you know, a few places in between, what do people tell you about when you're out there in your ice cream wagon, which I love, the little ice cream wagon that you take to the parades and pedal away, and you stop to chat with folks? What's their big concern right now?
You know, it's a whole host of things right now. The biggest thing is the labor shortage. That's a huge, huge issue right now, especially going into fall. We need not only full-time people, but a lot of, you know, short-term people, the sugar beet, the potato, and the farmers, a lot of truck drivers for 6 or 7 weeks, and it's probably more critical now than ever. You know, overall, I do a legislative update, and I feel one of my advantages and one of my successes being the senator in this district is very open to our constituents, and I get probably one or two calls a day, and you know, it ranges from, you know, water issues to flooding to social service concerns. It's just a whole host of things. One contractor felt he was shorted on getting a bid for a public building, and I helped him realize some of the issues. It's just a wide range, but I'm very open, and I learn so much from visiting with constituents because I am very open. I publish my cell phone, which some of my colleagues says I'm crazy. I'm open on, you know, email.
I get your newsletter. Which is fascinating. I mean, if you want to know what's going on in the legislative session, whether you're from, you know, Tom's district or not, that's a neat newsletter.
I like to just touch base on some things. Real short. Nobody likes to read a book. They just want to be updated in two sentences. And I feel I've addressed that. A lot of people said they like it because they can find out what's going on in a bill that some people would take maybe write a book about it. And I touch base on it maybe two or three sentences because nobody likes to read you know, have,
it's a great summary.
We're overwhelmed with so much.
But it's a great
print.
Summary that isn't just a quickie headline. It's really interesting. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk more with Tom about the upcoming legislative session and what will be the big issues in the North Dakota legislature. Any questions or comments on anything, they're certainly welcome today, folks. We want to know what's on your mind, too, so give us a ring at 800-228-0550. It's our What's in Your Town tour brought to you by Cloverdale, Arvig, and Marvin Windows. Back with more after this. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey, it's Scott Hennon, the Road Warrior from What's On Your Mind. And you know what? Every time I fill up to head out of town, I head to PetroServe USA, whether I'm in the shadow of the Capitol or up in Lakes Country of Minnesota, down in Wahpeton, heading down I-94, Bismarck, Mandan, all the way over, of course, Highway 10 into Minnesota. You can find a PetroServe USA location near you. Fill up when you're there. Not only your tank, how about this? The 4-for-4 deal. You get yourself a hot stuff, personal, fresh-baked, single-topping pizza, two delicious cookies, and a 20-ounce fountain pop or a coffee, $4. 4-for-4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. All month long, saving those great Deli Express wedge sandwiches, too. They're only $2.09 for a bologna and cheese, egg salad on white, deli stacker, chicken salad. There's a tuna salad for $2.59. Great stuff. There's also Muddy Buddies, $1.19 from General Mills. Hershey Lancaster Caramels are $1.69, Dots for 99 cents, and so much more at a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is the What's in Your Town tour in Grafton, North Dakota today. I got to tell you, I love it. I'm on the road a lot, but I really enjoy being in communities
that are just full of a sense of community, that are just growing and vibrant. And you know what? There's not many that are not in North Dakota. And you really can find whatever you want. I mean, people right now talk about affordable housing. There's no affordable housing. There is in Grafton. And, you know, there's a little bit of, so you're going to get a lot more house today in Grafton, North Dakota than you would in Williston, North Dakota. Right? And for that matter, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Far, and, you know, a little slower pace, but still everything you need. So that's why we do the What's in Your Town tour. Really appreciate being here today. Coming up, Eric Hardemeyer, who is the president of the Bank of North Dakota. How about that? We have a Bank of North Dakota, and one way they use it, I believe, very well is in student loans. And there's a lot of things in the headlines these days about student loans, so I'm looking forward to catching up with Eric Hardemeyer, talk a little bit about how North Dakota uses the Bank of North Dakota. Bottom of the next hour, we're going to meet some folks from Marvin Windows, iconic brand, you know, made on the shores of Lake of the Woods in Warroad, Minnesota for many, many years, and now expanding out, including to places like Grafton, North Dakota. So we'll talk about manufacturing in that sector and how that's doing in North Dakota as well. Continuing our conversation now with Senator Tom Campbell. And Senator Campbell is a business leader here in Grafton, has been for generations. Campbell Farms. I love the story about how you got into farming. And before we talk about the next legislative session, I think that's a neat deal. Obviously, you were born into it. Your dad was a farmer, but he was more of a kind of part-time farmer, right?
Yes, he was.
And you're not a part-time farmer anymore. You and your brothers are big-time farmers. How did it go from your dad's way of farming to the way you guys decided to do it?
My dad was a small grain farmer, and he was actually a full-time rural mail carrier. He did an excellent job at that. And we were born in potato country. And
by the way, a World War II vet, too.
Yes, he was. B-17 pilot.
Yeah.
Finished almost two tours.
Rest his soul.
Yeah. He's been passed away now for, it's been about 4 or 5 years. But my brothers and I, we started, you know, right out of high school. We started growing potatoes from scratch with 130 acres. I didn't know a thing about it. We bought a whole line of equipment for $9,000.
What would that cost you today, by the way?
You couldn't buy a dual for a tractor for $9,000, but it was interesting because it was what we learned from that. It was pretty much old junk stuff. Well, we were forced to become mechanics to fix it, and that was a good lesson to me. Especially in the potato business, you have to be mechanically inclined or have mechanics to fix, because it's lots of moving parts, lots of motors working. So it gave us a good upbringing from the ground zero, and we were kind of self-taught. We weren't afraid to bang on doors and ask neighbors, or selling our product out east to chip plants. We kind of grew up not knowing any better, so we just had to knock on doors, and we were nicknamed the Quiz Kids because we just learned from our neighbors and some of our competitors.
Well, it's funny you mentioned the term Quiz Kids. We met a fellow last night in Oakwood at the Taco Bar who was a potato farmer that rented land from your dad, right?
Yes.
And he talked about a conversation of the two of you in the pickup where you kind of expressed some admiration for the fact that he'd taken land that your family owned and turned it into a pretty good deal, and you were learning from him, right?
Yeah, I got inspiration. He was a big kind of a mentor to me, and we ended up renting some of that land from my dad that he had put potatoes on. And it was kind of funny. Now we laugh at it back then, but he didn't like that because he lost some land. But he's a great mentor, and I appreciate him to this day. He's become a competitor, but a good friend.
And, I mean, farming is, I mean, I have unending admiration for farmers. I got uncles that farm, and I was a city kid, right? But I know how farmers, what kind of risk is out there, and how many sleepless nights, and all the factors that go into it, and how cyclical it is, and it's no easy deal, including potato farming, right?
Well, I always say it's like owning a factory or a school or anything without a roof, because there's so many uncontrollable variables, the weather, the markets, the yields. So those are things that are kind of frustrating. You can do everything right, and you can be trumped by a hailstorm or poor weather, rain, and not have anything.
And I just think having that acumen, and now obviously chairman of Choice Financial, growing Bismarck. I was in your Bismarck bank yesterday. And the Choice Financial flag is flying right on Rosser. So I know that expansion is, how many banks, 16 now?
15 or 16 throughout the state. Yeah.
To have that experience of from the ground up farmer and a bank that started with one in Grafton and has expanded to the degree you have, pretty extraordinary. That helps you in the legislature. What do you see in the 90 seconds of 2 minutes we have left here as being going to be front and center in the upcoming legislative session?
You know, it's going to be a lot of the same things. Tax relief is a big thing. Ryan Rauschenberger is introduced. Seen almost doubling the tax relief, which is great. I was on the vice chair of the Finance and Tax Committee. I learned a lot about that. Safety concerns and the oil, that's a big, big thing. We need to continue to address those things. Infrastructure out west is Hugh Scott. We just came back from 2 days tour in Watford City, Dickinson. They have a phenomenal amount of needs, more than I ever experienced. Education is going to be another big issue. So those are, shortage of employees, as we addressed earlier. We're going to be busy. I think it's going to be busier than ever. Everybody thinks after the last biennium ago, we fixed everything and we took care of everybody's needs, but that's not true. Tony Grindberg told me in Fargo, he says, each year, next biennium, you're addressing a lot of the same issues, and I think he's right, because I've already been prepped on a lot of the needs that we need. So, looking forward to it. It's been fun to experiencing a lot of the needs of my constituents and what they need, and I'm always open to hearing more things and you know, bringing their voice to Bismarck.
And, I mean, that's important for you, right? You want to know. I mean, whether you're in Hoopole or Northwood or Larimore or Grafton or, you know, wherever you're at, you want to hear from these folks.
Oh, absolutely. You know, my laptop in session, I was even up to 2 or 3 minutes before the vote, constituents are emailing me or texting me or leaving voices. And I listen because there's many, many bills that I go by 100% what my constituents want. So without hearing from them, sometimes it leaves me hanging. So if people think that their one comment is not important, and I heard that's not true. I listen to every single email or text, and I yearn for that knowledge of what do they want, because I'm their voice in Bismarck.
Thanks for having us up here.
Well, thanks for coming, Scott. This is fun, and looking forward to seeing this Sioux alumni in Ames, Iowa, Bison territory. I think you might get out alive.
I've got my Sioux gear, so I'm not prepared to take some guff. Anyway, more coming up from Grafton today on the What's in Your Town tour. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks the very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Lakeside living for $150,000? Unheard of. No way. Not at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, where you can own hassle-free lake living. That's right. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Click on condo sales. The prices have been reduced by 35%. They're going fast, folks. Make an appointment today. Call Jared, 218-209-5366 for your personal tour. 218-209-5366. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, Dr. Harley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Whoa! This is big!
big!
By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.